I'm glad you have returned to our lesson today. If you remember, I have gone through chapter 13 of the book of Genesis. And chapter 13, if you recall, was the big split. I call it the big split because I'm sure that this was a day in Abraham's life that he never forgot, a day in which he and his kindred parted ways. It must have been a difficult day for Abraham, and no doubt he remembered this day until he died. And if you recall, while his nephew Lot was pitching his tent towards Sodom, Abraham was building an altar. While Lot was building a place to live, Abraham was building an altar to worship God. And you know, I believe that was the difference between these two men. While one was preparing to live and get rich, or even richer, one was preparing a place to worship God. Like many today, some are preparing to live and live lavishly, while others are only preparing to worship God. Some prepare their hearts to gain wealth, while others prepare their hearts to know the Word of God and to do them. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you." The things that Jesus was talking about was food and shelter and clothes. These necessities of life will be added unto you when you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek His holiness. Seek His kingdom. And you will never go naked, hungry, or homeless. I believe that, don't you? And then, in chapter 14, we have two big things. The big war. And the reason I call it a big war is because that Abraham, with only 318 trained servants from his own house, went up against the armies of four kings and won. Now that is a great accomplishment. That is huge. That's big in anybody's vocabulary. I don't care who you are. And then there was that big meeting. Oh, this day, the day of the big meeting, is a day that I believe never left the mind of Abraham. I believe he thought on this day from time to time for the rest of his life. And the reason I call it the day of the big meeting is the fact that he met two kings in one day. Friend, any time that you can have a meeting with two kings in the same day, you are having a big day. Let me mention also that these two kings, each was from a different world. And both of them came to Abraham. Oh, what a great man Abraham was, that two kings would come to him. Oh, what a big day. What a big meeting day this was for Abraham. Abraham met one king from the world of iniquity, a world of evil, the world of the unrighteous and the ungodly, the city of sin. And the other king was the king of righteousness, the king of peace, from the city of peace, a king from another world, the king from above. There is a difference than the earthly kings and the heavenly kings. This was indeed a big meeting. I told you in my previous lesson, I told you about Abraham's meeting with the king from the heavenly world. today I want to mention briefly his meeting with the king of the evil world. It was the king of Sodom. And he came to Abraham and said, "Give me all the people that you rescued, and you can take the goods for yourself." But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up my hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from you a thread or even a shoe latch. I'll not take anything that's yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich." Abraham let the king of Sodom know right away that he didn't need anything from him. Abraham only wanted what the king of righteousness and the king of peace could provide for him. Abraham had already received his blessings from the king of righteousness, from the king of peace. Abraham says, "No, I don't need nothing that this world has in order to be rich. This world will never be able to claim that it's made me rich." In so many words, he was saying, if I become rich, it will not be because of this old world. It won't be because the world has given me anything. With this, I'm going to close out chapter 14 and turn the page to chapter 15, in which the Lord came to Abraham in a vision and told him not to fear. He said to Abraham, "I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." God told Abraham, "I am the shield. I am that which stands between you and failure. I am that which stands between you and the world. I am that which stands between you and poverty, between you and the enemy. I am your shield." Much like the shield that we as parents provide for our children. You can think of many things that you have shielded your children from. Think of the many hurts you have shielded them from hunger and homelessness and nakedness, by providing what they need. And not only that, God told him, "I am your exceeding great reward." Not only was he Abraham's reward, not only was he Abraham's great reward, but he was Abraham's exceeding great reward. I like that word, exceeding. God was Abraham's exceeding reward, exceeding all of Abraham's expectations, exceeding all that Abraham could ever ask or imagine. God is an exceeding God. He is an abundant God. Jesus said, "I have come that you have life, life more abundantly." We serve an abundant God, an exceeding God, and he is our reward for all that we do, for all the work that we put forth, for all the energy and treasure that we spend. God himself is our reward. I don't know about you, but that's enough for me.